And welcome back here, Dusty Donis on Katy Country 94, Z96.3 Sports, joined by Michelle Brummett, the head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knight volleyball team. Coach, I know you're excited about having the opportunity to make it to the state tournament in 1A Division I and head down to Dodge City. When you look at how the girls have played here this season, what stood out the most for you overall and definitely there at the sub-state tournament?
Well, what stood out overall is our continued growth in the season. You know, we started out a little rocky in the beginning, had some COVID issues, dropped a few hard matches that maybe otherwise I don't know if we would have, but we took it in stride, took it as a learning experience, and I think that really told us that, you know, no team is good enough to roll through everybody, and every team's capable of beating someone. So I think that's what we've learned the most, and that in order to achieve what we wanted to achieve, you know, our teammate ability had to be at a very high level, and I'm pretty proud of those girls for that. Hasn't been a lot of ego on the team, a lot of we instead of me or I talk, and that's awesome when you're working toward what we wanted to work for this year.
You've accomplished so many things with this group. You know, your first ever Northern Plains League Tournament Championship, your first ever appearance at the state tournament coming up here this weekend. Most wins in school history there for Lakeside at 31. They went 26-3 the first year they ever had a team back in 2003, so that was the best winning percentage, but you guys have the most wins there in school history. What does that mean for this group and what they've done and how hard they've worked?
This group, I think the nice thing is that they realize that this started their freshman year. They bought into the way we wanted to do things. They committed to the work and the choices that it took to get to the point that we're at. It just means a lot to them. It just shows them that hard work pays off. And that if you believe, it doesn't necessarily happen instantly, but hard work, it just shows that you'll be rewarded. And I think that's the most exciting thing for them right now, is that something 4 years ago that was so hard to imagine, and it's still hard to imagine. We don't know what we're going to see Saturday. We don't know if we're going to be overwhelmed. We don't know what's going to happen with it being the first time being there. But I think this group is mentally strong enough and tight enough as a team to go and, I mean, just really attack any challenge given us.
I know that for most volleyball teams and coaches, you have to prepare for the teams that you're going to face here at state, but I know that you're more focused on what you do on the court and making sure that you're doing the right things and executing the right way. But you do have the number 4 seed at 31-5. You're in a pool with Pretty Prairie, who's 38-4, Victoria 29-5, and then Rollins County 16-18, but they play a pretty good schedule. So if you had a chance to look at these teams, what stands out the most and what are you expecting from this group in your pool?
Yeah, I've had a chance to look at each one of them on film. Each team's unique. Each team's very talented in different areas. But like you said, you know, we're going to prepare for them. We're going to prepare to make adjustments as we go. But for the most part, I've always told the girls, it's the game of volleyball versus the game of volleyball. And it's hard to go make last-minute changes this week and expect them to play a completely different way than they've trained all season. So we're gonna key in on a couple of each team's players or tendencies, but for the most part, we're gonna stick to our game. We're gonna stick to the disciplines and the reps that we've done all year over and over and over. And hopefully, like I said, that solid fundamental volleyball will pull us through.
Michelle Brummett, coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights here on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports. Coach, again, congratulations to making it to the state tournament. We're looking forward to covering you out there, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you, Dusty. I appreciate it. Go Knights.